The Wonderful Adventures of Niels by Selma Lagerlöf. Story 1. Once there was a boy. His name was Niels Holgersson. He was 12 years old, tall and slim and fair. To be honest, Niels wasn't a very good boy. Best of all, he liked to eat and sleep. And after that, he liked to make mischief. He lived with his parents on a small farm in Sweden. They were very hard-working and thrifty, but they were unhappy because of their son. Father complained that he was dull and lazy. He didn't want to learn anything at school. Mother was upset because he was cruel to animals and ill-willed to people. It was a Sunday morning, and the boy's parents were going to the fair in the neighbouring village. Niels decided to stay at home and enjoy himself. He could do whatever he liked while they were away. But no such luck. His father stopped on the threshold and turned to the boy. "Since you don't want to go to the fair with mother and me," he said in a severe tone, "take your textbook and do the homework." Of course, Niels didn't want to do his homework, but he couldn't disobey his father. So when his parents left, Niels began to read. It was the most beautiful weather outside. It was only the 20th of March, but the spring was already in full swing. The cottage door was ajar, and Niels could hear the lark's song. The hens and geese walked in the yard, and the cows, who felt the spring air, lowed in their stalls. It was so boring to read the textbook. Soon Niels began to nod and fell asleep. Suddenly, he woke up because of a slight noise at the back of him. On the windowsill, there was a small looking glass, and almost the entire cottage could be seen in it. Niels looked in the glass and saw that the lid of his mother's chest was open. Niels could not believe his eyes, because his mother never forgot to close the chest. Who could open it? Was it a thief? He didn't move, but sat still and stared into the looking glass. Then, the dark shadow, which fell across the edge of the chest, became clearer to him, and he saw that it was an elf that sat there. He was a tiny creature, no taller than a hand's breadth. He had an old and wrinkled face, and was dressed in a black frock coat, knee breeches, and a black hat. Apparently, the elf didn't know that the boy was watching him with the help of the looking glass. Niels was surprised to see the elf, but he was not frightened because the elf was too little. The boy decided to push him over into the chest and shut the lid on him, so he glanced round the room for something to poke him with. Then he saw an old butterfly snare that hung on the window frame. He took it and jumped up and swung it alongside the edge of the chest. The boy was astonished at the look he had. The elf lay in the snare and could not free himself. At first, Niels didn't know what to do. Then the elf began to speak and begged for his freedom. He always brought them good luck, he said, and deserved better treatment. He also promised to give Niels a big gold coin for his freedom. The boy agreed at once, but when the elf was almost out of the snare, he changed his mind. "I can get much more than just a coin," he thought, and began to shake the snare violently to push the elf down again. But when he did that, he received a heavy box on the ear and sank to the floor and lay there, senseless. When Niels awoke, he was alone in the cottage. The chest lid was down, and the butterfly snare hung in its usual place by the window. But there was something wrong with the whole cottage. Everything looked much bigger than usual. His glance fell on the looking glass, and there he saw a little boy who was dressed exactly like him. Nils clasped his hands in astonishment, and the boy in the mirror did the same thing. Nils began to shake with terror. Now he understood that the tiny boy in the mirror was himself. The elf had bewitched him. Now Nils was a little elf. Actually, he was the same as before, the thin straw-coloured hair, the freckles across his nose, and the patches on his leather breeches were all like themselves, but very little. He decided to find the elf and make peace with him and become a human being again. He looked everywhere, behind chairs and cupboards, under the sofa and in the oven, but he couldn't find the elf. He cried and promised to be a good and helpful and obedient boy, but nothing helped him. Then Nils decided to look for the elf in the yard. Luckily, the cottage door stood partly open, and he slipped through without difficulty. When he came out into the yard, a grey sparrow saw him and tweeted, "Look at Nils Holgersson! Now he is as little as an elf!" Instantly, the geese and the chickens turned and stared at the boy. "Cock-a-lick-a-loo," said the cock. "Serves him right. He pulled my comb." Nils understood what they said because of the elf's spell on him. Just then, the house cat appeared in the yard. Immediately, the boy ran up to the cat. "Dear pussy," he said, "you must know all the corners and hiding places. Tell me where I can find the elf. I want to be a human being again." "I know where the elf lives," the cat said in a soft voice, "but I'm not going to tell you about it, because you often grabbed me by the tail." With that, the cat walked away. Nils felt so unhappy. He wasn't a human being, but a freak. The boy burst into tears. Meanwhile, the weather was wonderful. Birds of passage were flying high in the blue sky. They were of many different kinds, but Nils knew only the wild geese. They flew very high. Still, he could hear how they cried, "To the north! We're off to the north!" When the wild geese saw the tame ones who walked about the farm, they called, "Come along! Come along! We're off to the north!" A young white gander named Martin cried, "Wait a minute, I'm coming." Nils knew that his father and mother were poor. It would be a great loss to them not to find their best white goose on their return from the fair. He forgot that he was little and helpless and rushed to the white goose and threw his arms around his neck. "Oh no, don't fly away," he cried. But just then, the gander spread his wings and rose into the air. He couldn't stop to shake the boy off, so he went along with him, up in the air. It happened so rapidly that the only thing that Nils could do was to try and get upon the gander's back. But it wasn't easy to hold himself secure on the slippery back between two flapping wings. He dug deep into feathers and down with both hands to keep from tumbling to the ground.